Charlotte Leader spent 2018 talking about how to speed development of new affordable housing units and save existing ones. In 2019, there will be more money, new partners, and new processes for achieving that goal. WFAE's David Borax reports on how leaders expect to carry out the unprecedented $125 million plan and what it's paying for.
At the Charlotte City Council's budget retreat last February, speakers outlined strategies for creating affordable housing. One idea was to boost the size of the city's biennial housing bond referendum. Another was to raise a fund from corporations and other private sources. Brian Collier of the Foundation for the Carolinas told council members then the need was urgent.
Charlotte is not a city in decline. You are a city that is advancing on many, many fronts. But we have so far to go, and we need to start today.
Fast forward 12 months. The council now has adopted a new affordable housing policy. Voters in November approved $50 million in housing bonds, more than triple the previous amount. And millions of dollars in pledges have come in to start a new private sector affordable housing fund. Altogether, Collier now says the city and its partners will have $125 million to build and preserve affordable housing.
Still a drop in the bucket for the total need, but massively different from where we were even 6 months ago.
Most of that money would go toward reducing the upfront development costs of affordable projects, which allows for lower rents. Gifts of land, cash grants, and tax credits can also make a difference. For example, one recently announced West Charlotte project will cost $31 million for 185 units. Thanks to all those non-traditional funding methods, monthly rents will average less than $900. The same project with more traditional financing would require market rate rents averaging $1,500 a month. The $125 million includes $50 million in city bond funds, $50 million to be raised from foundations, corporations, and houses of worship, and $25 million pledged by a new partner, Local Initiative Support Corporation, or LISC. It's a New York City-based nonprofit hired by the city and private groups to help finance and manage the affordable housing effort. LISC executive Denise Scott says they'll raise money for Charlotte projects from investors around the country.
We come into a market to be additive. So we're not coming in to just share in the resources that are there, but rather to work in formulating strategies within the market that will be additive.
The goal of all this? Chipping away at an affordable housing shortage that city officials estimate at about 24,000 units. The city council began focusing on the problem after the police shooting of Keith Scott and street protests 3 years ago. In 2016, the council set a goal of creating 5,000 new units within 3 years. That's nearly done, says City Housing Director Pamela Weidman.
At last count, we'd met 96% of that goal. So it wasn't just all building new.
Besides new construction, the total includes low-rent units developers agreed to build to win rezoning approval, and older affordable units rehabilitated and preserved with city funds. And some are single-family homes that low-income buyers have purchased with help from the city's Down Payment Assistance Fund. Year-end numbers are expected any day now, and Weidman expects the city will have met that goal. But 5,000 units is still far short of the 24,000-unit gap, and the city is losing more units daily to redevelopment and gentrification. So how much farther down the road will this $125 million get us? City officials are reluctant to put a number on it. Collier of the Foundation for the Carolinas is more straightforward. He expects about 20 new projects.
We're hoping that will result in about $400 million worth of construction projects. That will provide about between 2,000 and 2,200 units of a wide variety of mixed income opportunities.
That's a start, but now the hard work begins, turning all those ideas and commitments into actual housing. Weidman says the city will continue its process of seeking proposals for state and federal tax credits to help lower the cost of new affordable housing projects. Those proposals are reviewed by city housing officials and the council's housing committee before going up for full council votes. What's less clear is where all that new private sector money fits in, says Weidman.
Quite frankly, that's still being worked out. And so we can't really speak to exactly how that money will be leveraged with the city in the process for doing so.
So far, commitments to the private sector fund total $12.5 million, including $5 million each from the Foundation for the Carolinas and Wells Fargo Bank, and a $2.5 million gift of land in West Charlotte's Planned River District from Crescent Communities. Collier promises a big announcement this month on more.
The goal is to complete the fundraising by June of 2019, and I think we're on track for that. My pie-in-the-sky dream would be that we not stop at 50, that we figure out a way to go above that. the need is out there.
The foundation and LISC also will need to decide where to invest those funds. LISC is hiring staff and expects to announce a Charlotte executive director soon. For now, it's funded by both the city and the private sector, though eventually it expects to stand on its own. LISC's Denise Scott says they'll set up three advisory boards, one comprised of local leaders and funders to review proposed projects, a credit committee to review project financials, and a third community board will be more grassroots, says Scott.
So we want to make sure that we are getting advisement from the various sectors throughout the community.
One other challenge could be the most sticky for city leaders, neighborhood resistance. Charlotte is still a place where angry movements spring up overnight when the words affordable housing are mentioned, says Weidman.
Education is critical, right? So it's continued education to the community about what affordable housing is. It's continued education about what the benefits of affordable housing are to a community.
The city has tried to quell fears by encouraging more developments to include units for a wide range of incomes. And advocates note that affordable units are aimed at everyone from minimum wage retail and restaurant workers to police officers and teachers. They're available to those who make less than the federally set area median income, or AMI. Affordable units are typically designated for those below certain income levels. The formulas are complicated, but for example, a four-person household making up to $44,000 a year would qualify for a 60% unit. An income half that would qualify for a lower rent 30% unit. As the housing initiative proceeds, city council members like James Smudgy Mitchell say the city must be clear about the process and accountable to voters.
And then I think we got to deliver. The citizens did not go to that poll for us to sit on $50 million. They went to the poll to say, this is your number one priority behind safety. We want you to do something.
The city council will have its first affordable housing discussions of the new year over the next 2 weeks. And you can expect announcements soon from the city's private partners about leadership, more funding, and how it's all going to work. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.